Art Drysdale vignette. This one is entitled Sun for a Shade Garden. 3, 2, 1. Is there too much shade in your garden and thus you're having difficulty? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Some ideas about shade after this. 3, 2, 1. Suddenly, everyone's on the environmental bandwagon and planting trees is on every environmentalist's mind. How then does a gardener dare even to think about cutting down trees? And yet, if he doesn't, the opportunities for gardening are severely lessened. Even though there are plenty of herbaceous perennials that will not simply survive in shade but will thrive and flower well, many homeowners prefer to have at least part of their garden exposed to full sun. The answer is one of two ideas. The first is the complete removal of older, larger trees. This is obviously the answer if the trees are old and possibly weak and perhaps subject to large limbs falling from them during windstorms. If the trees are healthy, that presents a more difficult decision since no one likes the idea of cutting a healthy tree. But, as a gardener, perhaps you shouldn't be too reflective about cutting down healthy trees if they're nuisances to the balance of the garden. Gardeners generally plant enough trees and shrubs to more than make up for anything that is removed. There is another action that can be taken if established trees provide too much shade. A good tree company will be pleased to come to your property and thin out your trees and also do what is called a lift on the lower limbs. Unfortunately, the result of the thinning process only lasts for about 2 years and then you'll need to have it done again. The lifting or removal of the large lower limbs is a more permanent answer to increasing light substantially. I'm Art Drysdale.